Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who really stands to gain from the Nord Stream pipeline being reportedly blown up? Well, we know there's a lot of different forces at play here. We'll talk to Joel Skousen about it coming up. Wanted to have about a minute, finish with Carlos, take a few more calls before Joel Skousen joins us. Carlos, so what was your point you were making about the pipelines?
Well, I was basically saying that if you consider that the other suppliers that are going to be coming in have to charge more than Russia would for the gas prices that they were making it available, you now have an artificially inflated price to has to be paid to other suppliers because of what has been done. So this is something that has not helped Europe at all. Second of all, it indicates that the Russian government has now to mobilize more people in the defense of the territories. So yes, 300,000 new recruits are coming in, but that's because they're planning to basically go city by city. In other words, the plans are to take over cities. You don't bring in 300,000 new members unless you're going to go soldiers, unless you're going to go city by city. So, yeah, it is very, very possible. What I said is that the pipelines will have to be protected from terrorism, and that means you have to denazify Ukraine and demilitarize it. And where have I heard that before?
So do you think Russia could have done this as a false flag?
Russia never used the Nord Stream 2. It was sitting there attempting the use of it. People in Germany were advising. Politicians were saying, let's do it, let's do it. It was sitting there. So this action is very timely to make sure that Nord Stream 2 and Nord Stream 1 are not on service so for the winter. So you know, if there was a real winter crisis coming to Europe, would they be doing that? Who would be destroying these pipelines if it wasn't simply because they have alternatives that are more expensive and they have to pay that price otherwise, opening the Nord Stream 2.
Yeah, just like when the feds wouldn't give Texas authorization to turn up the coal plants a year and a half ago, and then they made $40-something million in just 2 weeks, gouging us with outside power. Okay, Carlos, thanks for the call. We'll get Joel Skousen's take on this coming up in just a moment. Al Killer in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, Alex, if your hand still works, I'll give you $200 for a personal two Al Killer signed book of your new Great Reset War.
You got it. Mail a letter in with a request, and I'll do it. Like we should do that with mail-in requests. I could do customized things to fund this operation. That's a great idea. Thanks, Al Killer. What else is on your mind?
So, talking about the clear bombing of Nord Stream 2, they just reset the world with that. Europe's done. After this winter, and everybody's liquid and natural gas run out that they've been stockpiling, it's over. They just reset Europe. We're blessed in this country that all it takes is somebody with the right mindset to take advantage of the natural resources we have here. So we're insulated in that sense. But they just reset Europe. And because they can't, with the policies over here, we're artificially reset. Every problem we have here is done to, it's a self-inflicted wound. But they just enacted the Great Reset. I don't think people.
Well, they're already paying 700 to 900% more for natural gas. What is this going to do? Even though the pipeline hadn't been turned on yet, it just doesn't give them the ability to turn it on. Is it a threat by Putin that he'll just blow up the other pipeline? And then he doesn't have to take responsibility that he's cut off power to Europe. And Putin said, I'm not bluffing. Is this the prelude to tactical nuclear weapons and more? This is a very dangerous situation. The CIA warned a month ago that Der Spiegel was reporting to the German government that they thought either Ukrainians or the Russians might do it and that the Russians might be involved. But then you've got the Klaus Schwab group that wants destabilization. We'll get Joel Skousen's take straight ahead. Anything else, Al Killer?
I would disagree with that it would be Russia that did it for the simple fact that you just look at the timing. You had the Italian elections that just happened. They know.
Well, I'm sure. Well, listen, I can't wait to hear what Joel Skousen has to say. You know, you're supposed to be decisive as a talk show host, and I'm decisive most of the time because I usually know what I'm talking about. I don't know who did this. I just know this. Just things get crazier and more out of control on a daily basis. Back in 60 seconds with the head of World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen. Stay with us.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
To get Joel Skousen here on the Alex Jones Show in the third hour to give his take on this disaster that Soros helped engineer with Ukraine, but obviously Russia's got its own issues. I don't support Russia invading Ukraine. I said early on, I think this is going to turn into a disaster and that Putin's walked into a trap. JoelSkousen.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor of the World Affairs Brief. He's also the best-selling author of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com and a documentary film we made about it. And quite frankly, I'm a little selfish here. Joel was happy to come on about Russia and those issues. I want to spend some time on that. But then I want to talk about strategic relocation and the supply chain breakdown and the crime and the open borders and the energy crisis that's getting closer and closer because I'm really getting concerned about my family, and I'm still here, you know, in Austin. But if they turn the power off or take us off air, then I am going to go ahead and move with my family to try to weather this out. And hopefully, telephones will still work. I'll be able to call into shows and communicate with folks some way. But the World Economic Forum has declared war on free speech. They've said they want to shut down anybody questioning anything the New World Order is doing. So there is an authoritarian race by Russia, China, the U.S., with the globalists manipulating it all into this authoritarian revolution, this totalitarian reality we're rapidly moving into. So, Joel Skousen, let's walk through the waterfront here. Maybe we should start at the beginning. February, the Russian invasion. What's happened then? How you think the Russians are doing? The escalation by NATO, Putin saying, I'm not bluffing. Now Nord Stream 2 blows up, and then just try to put all the pieces together. Or you can just start at the end and give us your summation and then reverse engineer it. How would you like to begin?
Well, you know, there's a major battle going on within the conservative community. The conservatives are legitimately anti-globalist. That is our major domestic threat. But, you know, there's so many that have made the mistake of thinking because the globalists are against Russia, that Russia must be the good guy. There are no good guys in this foreign policy world anymore. There's a deep state operation throughout the West run by our own deep state. But Russia and China are also in collusion to be able to bring about their own version of the New World Order. And as I pointed out in your show several months ago at the beginning of this Ukraine crisis, Russia faked its own demise. The Communist Party never did give up power. They simply went underground in the phony fall of the Soviet Union. Myself and Christopher Story, the UK, were the only two that really documented carefully why this was a phony fall. And so in the phony fall, they kept most of the communist bureaucrats in Poland, in Czechoslovakia, in Romania, in Hungary, in Ukraine.
Well, they didn't just do that. They sent them to take over the EU bureaucracy. Something like 60% of the EU bureaucracy are former high-level communist operatives.
Well, that's right. You know, including, you know, the current chief and the former chief of the German Republic. You know, both former communists of East Germany. And but, you know, it's hard to tell whether they've been bought out by the globalists like Tony Blair was and like Barack Obama was. He was a communist originally, and then he was bought out and made wealthy by the globalists to switch sides. It's a very complex situation, difficult to understand. But there's corruption in every aspect of the phony fall of the Soviet Union. For example, Lech Walesa of Poland was a communist agent, masquerading as a pro-liberty, freedom-minded person. So was Václav Havel of the Czech Republic. And so every one of the Ukraine prime ministers after the phony fall were, in fact, Moscow puppets, including Yulia Tymoshenko. And, of course, there were some outright communists, like Viktor Yanukovych, who was the prime minister during the apparent Maidan coup in 2014. But as I've outlined very carefully in the World Affairs Brief, just as the Russians falsified their own demise in order to get Western aid and trade, which really helped rebuild the Soviet Union and Russia, that we rebuilt their entire oil industry, in Ukraine as well, there was a lot of corruption, there was a lot of control, and it's very difficult to detect, you know, who's good and who's bad. But eventually, the Ukrainians, after the 2014 revolution, which appeared to win, the West appeared to win, elected another phony pro-Moscow, but named Pyotr Poroshenko. Now, he claimed to be pro-Western. Let me explain very carefully, in a short period, in summary, why this coup, so-called coup in February 2014, was a Russian false coup made to look like the Western people had won. In order to, they had a communist president. You had Viktor Yanukovych, who was very unpopular, and that's why there was a protest movement. And the globalists did fund that protest movement. There's no question Victoria Nuland was involved in that, etc. But when it came time to actually winning the protest, remember they were bottled up in the Maidan Square there in Kiev for many, many months, surrounded by the Berkut, which is the riot police. They couldn't leave. They could smuggle things in to support the protesters. But on a Thursday, Yanukovych claimed that he was meeting with the protest leaders and cut a deal whereby he would stay in power, but they would have certain powers, etc., and that they would end the protest. Well, the protesters refused to accept that because they said, hey, the people he chose as our leaders aren't the real leaders. They're puppets, etc. But on Friday, that Friday in February, suddenly the Berkut, the riot police, stayed in their barracks. In fact, the guards on the presidential palace didn't show up to guard anything. And the protesters were free to leave and so-called win. They went into the presidential palace. They went into the parliament building. The Berkut was nowhere to be seen. And then the next day on Saturday, the Communist Party and their allies, which had a majority in the Rada, which is the Ukrainian parliament, ousted their own president, Viktor Yanukovych, and he fled, claiming to flee for his life, even though the protesters were not armed. This has all the signs of a false coup, because only President Yanukovych could have given the orders to the Berkut to stay in their barracks. That's as if the Trump protesters were protesting in Washington, D.C., and suddenly the Marines stayed in their barracks, and the Democrats ousted Joe Biden. I mean, who would believe that as a real coup? It wasn't a
real
coup.
Okay, so that's some of the background, and I want you to fill in the history and then get to the current things. Everybody's tuned in for that. It's important background. But Russia is getting its ass kicked from what I see. And so why would they then do all this and set this up and then want to get in a war with NATO? I mean, it doesn't look like it's going well.
I mean, you have to understand the ending of that phony Maidan coup to understand why they got into the war. The purpose of that was to elect another pro-Western appearing president, Pyotr Poroshenko, who would in fact antagonize the people of the Donbass, the Russian-speaking people of the Donbass. He would antagonize them. Now, if Viktor Yanukovych, the communist, was still in power, he couldn't get away with antagonizing the Russian-speaking people because he's their ally.
And then they would have a president they controlled that would antagonize. They could then annex a third of the country.
That's right. So what did Putin do? He did annex, or at least he went in and invaded the Donbass, and he annexed Crimea based upon Poroshenko threatening the people. In fact, just this week, Putin said, any country that has Russian people in it, I am justified in using military force to come in and protect them if they are a threat. All right. And that's why Russia put the Donbass. Remember, Russia did this, not the West. The Russian put the Donbass into Ukraine's boundaries.
Okay, so you covered the background. We're going to go to break and speed through it and get to currently, because I really want to, I mean, people want to know what you think about the pipeline, the future of this, Putin saying everything's on the table, I'm not bluffing, how big of the threat of nuclear war is, with Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. We're trying to find the truth here, folks. Listeners will ask me, well, are, you know, you say one thing one day, another another. We're just trying to figure out what's going on here. And 95% of the time, we know what's going on. I'll be honest. This is the fog of war. I'm not sure right now. We're trying to suss it out. We'll be right back on the other side with Joel Skousen. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I invited Joel Skousen to World First Brief, one of the smartest people when it comes to geopolitics, to give some of the backstory. He did. He can finish up there. Then I want to move forward to what's happened in the last 6 months of this expanding war, the pipeline, where he sees all this going next, because this is so incredibly important. Joel Skousen, please continue.
Thanks, Alex. So as I summarized, Russia has always intended to take back Ukraine and Eastern Europe again after they had gained aid and trade. And they began with Ukraine, which is an essential if you're ever going to go to the war with the West, which Putin fully intends to do. That's what all these nuclear weapons are about. You've got to start with Ukraine, which has the most industrial and agricultural might of the former Soviet Union. But he thought it was going to be a walk in the park when he attacked, because of so much corruption in Ukraine, so many communists that were, you know, back in the back pocket there, that he felt would help sabotage the Ukrainian effort. But it didn't work out that way, because the West was able to convince Ukrainian leaders. And by the way, for all his faults, Volodymyr Zelensky, his only virtue is that he's not a Russian puppet. It's the first president of Ukraine that isn't a Russian puppet. And even though he's got morally questionable behavior and other background and is more or less a puppet of the West, at least he's not a Russian puppet. And so he is trying to defend the country, and the West is trying to defend the country. And Ukraine does deserve to be defended. In fact, Russia has alienated so many of the pro-Russian people in the East by destroying their cities and their artillery barrages that they really had to falsify this latest referendum. And the purpose of that was, of course, to make the Donbass part of Russian territory so that they can make good on their threat that if the West now attacks Russian territory, they will use all the weapons at our disposal. But he's bluffing in this regard. As I've explained multiple times in the World Affairs Brief, you cannot use a limited nuclear strike to blackmail the West into giving up this defense of Ukraine. If you did that, public reaction in the West would require that the West retaliate, and Russia would suffer, you know, a damaging retaliation. Now, there could be counter-retaliation from the Russians, because they have mobile missiles, which are not in silos, which could not be targeted effectively by the West. But it would lead to a nuclear confrontation. And here's the point that I've made. The purpose of a nuclear confrontation, if done right, is to use all your nuclear weapons at one time to decapitate the West military. Now, that would take more than 6,000 warheads to do that. So we're talking about taking all of Russia's missile might to decapitate the West, including China as well. But you see, Russia itself has shown in the Ukraine war that it doesn't have the military conventional capacity to occupy even eastern Ukraine fully, let alone Ukraine, let alone Europe, let alone the United States. And so if you nuke a country and you can't consolidate that gain and occupy, then they simply rebuild and come back against you, you see. And so it doesn't do any good to do a limited or even an all-out nuclear strike if you've got a limited or conventional power. That's why I've said he has to wait for China to be ready. And they are in league for China to take down the West, but they've got to wait until they're ready together. And China isn't ready to take on the West yet. And so this is a bluff. Now, the West's point of view, the globalist point of view, is that they, in fact, are surprised as everyone that Russia, conventional military power, showed so much weakness. In fact, they are completely without reserves now. It's going to take months to train and get equipped those 300,000 reservists that they're pulling back in. And the train stations and the airlines are full with people trying to escape the country. This is not a popular war. And but the winter is coming on from mid-October through December. It's going to be a muddy night hole, a mud hole. They can't simply operate until it freezes over. And even that's a difficult operation with frozen sub-zero weather there in Ukraine. So in the meantime, both sides are going to be effectively building up their resources and getting ready for offenses and counteroffenses. My personal feeling is that Russia is going to be able to only hold eastern Ukraine and is not going to be able to take southern Ukraine as they had thought, nor any more of Ukraine. And so it's going to be a stalemate. Eventually, this is going to be very bad for Russia because they're going to have to withdraw and it's going to look bad for them. But the globalist intent, remember, has always been to provoke Russia and China into this World War III. They need this World War III to talk Americans into joining a militarized global government.
And I want to talk about that next segment, but let's get to the pipeline. What's your intel on Nord Stream 2? They're also reporting in the Standard and Bloomberg as of this week that Nord Stream 1 has suddenly all been damaged and leaking and feared to be unusable forever. I mean, what is that going to do to Europe? Separate from Russia, what is that going to do to Europe when that's like more than half their gas supply?
Well, both Nord Stream 1 and 2 have been hit. And Nord Stream 1 is the pipeline that is in effect. And so it is the one that is leaking that you see. Both pipelines had gas in them, but this was the one that was under pressure. And so the gas supply to Europe has been completely shut down now. And it is my belief, Alex, that the Western deep state did this. First of all, only governments can do those kinds of deep, deep underwater explosives. So this either had to be, you know, the Russian government or the West, and I think it's the West. Here's why. The mood was turning against sanctions in Germany in particularly because of looking for a very frigid winter without enough gas supplies. And, of course, as you know, Germany shut down their nuclear power plants, their generating capacity, their natural gas. The generating capacity is not going to be able to provide electricity, and wind and solar power just doesn't cut it. And so Germany is refusing to bring back online their nuclear power plants. And so they're in a world of hurt. And the German people were basically going to demand that the government release the sanctions. The globalists didn't want this. And that's why I think they sabotaged the pipeline so that even if it does away with any German motive to release the sanctions, because it's not going to do any good now. The gas is not coming back. Not for many, many months. It will take clear into next year before they could repair those pipelines, which is very difficult.
I mean, that's my gut level, and stay there and elaborate, but gut level, who stands to gain? The Russians don't gain. Really, at the end of the day, the Ukrainians don't even gain. And you have the CIA saying, oh, we think the Ukrainians are going to do it to German and EU intelligence a few weeks ago, and that's put out in the news. But actually, the speculating globalist New World Order who want the Great Reset and have said they want this and have said they want to force Europe off gas, this, the key bono, this benefits them.
Yes, it does. You know, I've said for many, many years, at least 10 years ago, that Europe should not get beholden to Russia about gas because they can be held hostage, which is what was happening.
And Trump said that.
That's right. But the West, in fact, knew that the Germans and the Europeans don't have the guts to take it and to suffer. They're going to say, release the sanctions, and that's why the CIA or the deep state
has gone ahead and just blown both pipelines up. Let's talk about that. I agree with you. I said I didn't know the answer, but that's where the evidence leaned. I wanted to see what you had to say. Didn't talk to you beforehand. You just agree with my gut-level analysis with all the data. This is a big deal, folks. What this is going to do economically. Separate from Russia. Let's talk about it with Joel Skousen. When we come back, you'll recap all that, Joel. You'll have time.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been saying since the start, I believe Putin walked into a trap. But I agree with Joel Skousen. The Pentagon and others thought Russia would fight harder or would have more success. Because I know people that are over there right now. And it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Because the Russians have 20, 30-year-old technology. Their military is not joint forces trained. They're not being coordinated by satellites. They're not in live time. It's like they're fighting Martians or something. Because the CIA, the Pentagon, the Navy SEALs, the Army Special Operations are there. And it's not like Army Special Operations is trying to hunt down Islamic operatives or stuff where you can't tell who they are. This is classical World War II-style military up against a fifth-generational military, and they're just getting their asses handed to them. And so I'm concerned that Putin will double down and will do a lot of violent things. And it's just an incredible moment to be alive. We're going back to Joel Skousen in a moment. Please remember that we're listener-supported, and we're up against the deep state right now, and I've expended almost all of our capital to stay on air. And please understand that they made a big deal in court last week. Oh, he sells a silver dollar, a collectible coin, marked up 3-4 times what it's worth. We never said that we're selling this as spot. It's a collectible, historic coin, Teddy Roosevelt, man in the arena, that is gorgeous, that I designed, only 10,000. Half have been sold to keep us on air. It's a fundraiser, and they insult my intelligence. They insult your intelligence, I think, those of you that have gotten it. It's the final coin this year. We put out 4 coins. The last 3 were founding members. Founding members get a discount on it. A bunch of other benefits are coming. But this is the Man the Arena coin. Please stand with us in the arena. Get it at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, or at patriotcollectibles.com. And, again, you want to buy the Great Reset and the War for the World, been number one off and on the last month? In the world, you can buy it for 20-something bucks at InfoWars Store. But if you want to pay $99 to get a signed copy as a fundraiser, you're not having the wool pulled over your eyes like the plaintiff's lawyer said. It's a fundraiser, just like when PBS or NPR sells a coffee cup for $50 that costs $5 or sells a T-shirt that costs $10 for $100. Well, this is a coin that costs us 30-something bucks. We sell for $100. The point is, it's available at 1776coin.com. The Great Reset signed copies or unsigned copies are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air, because we're doing our best work ever right now. And they are so angry we're still on air. They are so upset. All right, going back to Joel Skousen. Joel, fast forwarding to where we are now, I agree with you that it's a deep state operation. Oh, Europe, you're about to turn the pipelines on. You're about to capitulate to Putin. We'll just blow those up for you, separate from Russia. We can hit that, too. What will this do to the economy of the world? They're already talking about Europe collapsing, a Marshall Plan, a universal basic income in Europe and the U.K., where they give you money with programmable tokens, where they tell you how you can spend it for your gas, for your fuel. It looks like this is a Great Reset operation. What do you think?
It is, but the Great Reset is going to take a lot longer than being instantaneous like this. First of all, remember that Germany is not going to collapse over this pipeline thing. There is, you know, the Norway to Poland pipeline, which then can be redistributed into Europe as well. So they're going to make it through. It's going to be a real hardship, but they're just foreclosing the sentiment that we need to release the sanctions. They're going to stop that. And remember, this hurts Putin as well. This cuts off the major what remaining income stream he was having from the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, and that isn't coming back anytime soon. Sure, he can market gas to China and other places, but not at the same price, the elevated price that he was getting for that. The Great Reset is the real issue, and there's a war on to be whether or not we're going to get into this AI robotic society of the Great Reset and all of the digital currency, or whether or not actual physical war is going to come first. That's the race right now. And the world, the West, is heading headlong toward war, and Russia and China are clearly preparing for it. The West is trying to provoke it. But it's not as if Russia's innocent. He's not innocent. They've always been intending. That's why they faked their own demise. They're still communists. And believe me, readers, Putin is not a Christian. He's not a Christian. You don't become a KGB colonel by being a Christian. You don't bomb and artillery destroy cities all over the Ukraine if you're a Christian. You don't kill innocent people if you do that. And you don't persecute evangelical Christian sects in Russia.
Sure. Well, just to be clear, no one's saying that everybody's going to die in Europe or that this is the new world war is about to take over. But they admit, Klaus Schwab admits, they're using this energy cutoff, and they promised carbon lockdowns by cutting off the power. And clearly, that's where they're moving. So they're introducing us to all of this now.
It's true. You know, how soon they can do it is still a real question. And I don't think it could be done very, very soon. They are very worried in the European Union about the anti-globalist sentiment that is building. Sweden, for example, just elected a mostly right-wing president. Italy just elected Giorgia Meloni. Now, she's kind of suspect. You've got to remember that Meloni, even though she's saying great things about God, country, family, and religion, etc., she's a member of the Aspen Institute, which is a globalist organization. She has also voted as a member of Parliament, she voted for the Green Deal. She voted for all the mandates and COVID restrictions, which were anti-liberty, etc. So, you know, this is a questionable thing. I'm very skeptical here that she, and first of all, she's not going to be able to change much. Italy's part of the EU. They control their money. They don't have control of their fiscal policy.
No, overall, I agree. But it's a good sign that in Sweden, they're electing right-wingers. In Canada, right-wingers are set to win elections and have gotten conservative leadership. They're speaking anti-Klaus Schwab, anti-New World Order, Bolsonaro, all of it. Clearly, there is a big populist awakening. That's positive.
It is positive. It is positive. I'm just not sure it's enough. You've got to remember the deep state in the United States is all powerful. It's just all powerful.
Believe me, I've experienced it.
You're up against a judge that prohibited you from using a First Amendment defense, of all things.
I'm not allowed to say I'm innocent. I'm not allowed to point out. I don't even know who these people are that are suing me. I barely ever even talk about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the deep state is very, very powerful in Europe as well. It's wonderful that we're having a resistance movement, but in Canada, I'll tell you, they keep electing this guy Trudeau, Castro's bastard son, and that doesn't speak well for
them. Well, they've used, as you know, the parliamentary system. You only got like 31% of the vote. They've used manipulation like Merkel did to stay in.
But when you look at the real conservative votes in the United States, it's probably less than 20%. You know, remember, only half of people in the United States vote.
Well, that's my next question. What do you see in 41 days of the midterms?
You know, I don't think that the Republicans are going to – I think we're going to make gains in the House. I don't think we're going to make gains in the Senate. I think that Mitch McConnell is sabotaging the GOP chances by going against the Trump-backed candidates. I think Trump, to a certain extent, is harming the system now. I think DeSantis would be a better candidate in 2024, but we'll see how that works out. I don't think anybody can win against Trump if he decides to run.
Well, that was my next question. I don't think Trump's a bad guy. I think he means well, but he has a blind side with this vaccine. I even got folks to talk to him. He just said, nope, I don't care. I don't want to hear from Alex anymore. He contacted me and contacted Roger, and I shot a video, got to Trump, and Trump said, I don't want to hear about this again. I'm sticking with this. And so he's so pig-headed. I like the fact he liked DeSantis. Even though he went to Yale, he's not perfect. We should talk about DeSantis when we come back. But just in a minute, what do you make of Trump?
Well, you know, I think Trump has good intentions. He really does want to make America great, but he doesn't have a clue. He came in. He'd never been a conservative. He knew no conservatives. He palled around with Hillary Clinton, and so he didn't know how to pick. He doesn't study conspiracy. He only lives by briefings, and he doesn't get briefed by any of us. You know, I could tell him, you know, the deep state created Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and it would change his ability to be influenced by the intelligence community. Made a big mistake in killing Soleimani, who was financing the anti-ISIS and deep state attacks by the Iraqi militia. He wasn't the biggest sponsor of terror. He was the biggest sponsor of anti-U.S. terror. I mean, this is a very complex world, conservatives. You've got to really know conspiracy to understand what's going on in this country.
All right, Bill Skousen, worldoffairsbrief.com. Stay there. Everybody can go there to the site, click on a link, get a free copy of it. We're going to come back and talk about DeSantis, talk about the globalists, talk about it all. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tom's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And Joel, I want to do this. I want to throw out some quick points and get your quick answers on this. I really respect your view. Since I was going to ask about DeSantis, let's put him at the end. Obviously, Putin not delivering on the super strongman image he's had is going to damage him. I see kind of the Russophiles around the world kind of really turning against him right now. I see that as dangerous. It may make him lash out even stronger. So a minute or two on Putin, what this does to him. Then let's talk about Biden, who is degenerating super fast. Who really is the president? So let's look at Biden. And then let's look at, like you said, DeSantis and maybe throw in Bolsonaro or anybody else you think is important.
Well, first of all, you have to understand about Vladimir Putin that he was chosen by Boris Berezovsky to be president when they ousted Yeltsin the drunk, who was just a place setter president at the phony fall of the Soviet Union. Putin met with Berezovsky five times in his Spanish villa the year he ascended to the presidency. So we know Berezovsky chose him. But Putin eventually took all of the original oligarchs, who, by the way, were the hidden communist leaders behind the Politburo who manufactured this phony fall of the Soviet Union. They came out and had the state bank give them the funds to be able to buy up Gazprom and all of the major oil industry to make them oligarchs. Putin ended up killing Berezovsky, assassinating him in London. He exiled Grudzinski and jailed Khodorkovsky and all the other oligarchs. And so he set up his own younger oligarchs now who pay him, rumored my contacts say, about 4% of their income, making Putin the most wealthy person in the world. But remember, in answer to your question, Putin is now a strongman leader, not just a communist, but a strongman leader like Stalin or Lenin. And it's going to be very difficult to overthrow. This is not a democracy. He cannot be unelected. He has to be overthrown. And I'm not sure there's enough power within Russia because the communists are still in charge and he's their man to overthrow him.
Sure, but what about the incredible danger if he was overthrown? Who knows what will come out of that?
Well, that's right. But still, you've got to remember, the party is still in charge. In the Kremlin, in the halls of the Kremlin, you still have people saying the party says this, the party says that. So they know that the party still rules. But he's the strongman leader. He's made himself president for life, just like Xi Jinping. That happens when we're heading for a world war. You have a president for life. I don't think it's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to bring up Xi Jinping before we hit DeSantis and Biden. Xi Jinping, all these rumors of coups, people being rounded up, trains shut down. Some of it's true, a lot of it's not. Well, what's your intel?
I'll tell you, it's still an unknown. There's a lot of rumors floating around, a lot of false rumors, too. I'm just not sure. I don't think that Xi Jinping has been overthrown. That's my gut feeling right now, but we'll have to see.
I agree with you. Okay, let's look at Biden in the midterms. I mean, he is degenerating. I don't know if you've been watching, but he literally, like from a week ago, he's much worse. He's on vacation 60% of the time. What are they going to do about that? 25th Amendment? What's going to happen?
Well, I've been waiting for someone to come in and announce that Biden is retiring and getting out of the way. He can't keep going like this. His mind just isn't holding up. I think the problem is they don't have anyone that is willing to replace him yet. This is a really touchy situation with this great reset going on, this build back better and this inflationary situation. Who wants to own that? Which of the Democrats want to own that? That's the problem within the party. That's one of the reasons they put Biden in is because he's dispensable. He can get away. He's disposable. I mean, when this gets so unpopular, they can remove Biden and play like it's going away, but they're going to have somebody. And I'm not counting out Hillary Clinton yet. You know, somebody as smart as her is capable of coming in and claiming to be a moderate to moderate these policies. But Biden is not, in my opinion, going to be running for president in 2024.
I think we're going to see a Republican landslide, except there's going to be massive election fraud again.
Yeah, there would be a massive landslide if it were not election fraud. But believe me, I don't think they're going to let the Republicans.
They're not going to stop now. They already got away with it. I agree. I think it'll be worse. What about DeSantis? I gut level like DeSantis, but I have a lot of questions. But everything he says seems to be really good. I get a good feeling, but I want to just operate off that. What do you think of DeSantis?
Well, I feel the same way, Alex. I like DeSantis, what he's saying, but you've got to be cautious in the fact that DeSantis doesn't know anything about conspiracy either. And so, he's a smart
guy. But he seems to be a quick study.
That's right. If he got the right advisors around him, if I had 4 hours with him, I could set him straight and help him understand what the deep state is doing.
And by the way, people don't know about you. You weren't just an Air Force officer. You weren't just a naval aviator in Vietnam. You led the main conservative coalition that they hate so much that almost took the country back with Reagan. So it's not like you're just speaking out of turn here.
Yeah, that's right. But in any case, Trump is literally inaccessible. If you're not part of his inner crowd, you just can't get to him. And so he's unteachable in that regard. That's what I
And he wants to be told what he wants to be told. Trump doesn't like having conversations with me because I argue with him.
That's right. He doesn't like to be argued. He wants to be briefed. And, he may disagree with their briefers, but he doesn't have the argumentative background to be able to back his gut intuition. When he correctly said we ought to do away with birthright citizenship, they talked him out of it in 5 minutes, and he didn't have the arguments.
Yeah, his gut was, don't, these vaccines are dangerous, but he has a two-hour meeting with Bill Gates and reverses course.
Yeah. So, as I say, I think DeSantis would be more workable. The establishment hates DeSantis, and they're trying to get him out in Texas and put in Charlie Crist, the gay governor in there. You know that DeSantis is probably on the right track because the establishment is so deeply against him. Notice when George W. Bush was president, they never came out strongly against Bush on anything.
Sure, let me ask a selfish question. Why do they hate me so much? I mean, they literally seethe with hate, thousands of articles a day, every day. It's just total lies. What have I done? I mean, I'm not...
Well, it's your effectiveness, Alex. You've got the biggest audience in the entire hard right conservative movement, and it's impressive to them. They fear the truth. That's the problem. I mean, that's why they've even refused to put your Great Reset book, which is bestseller status on the New York Times. They refused to put it on because, you know, it would get people to read it, and that's why they won't accede to it.
Do you have any advice for me? Because I'm in the darkest point of my life. It's also the most positive. I mean, I'm being persecuted because I've been good. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to pray more, trying to be close to God. But what is your advice? Because I respect you, Joel, about what I should do right now, what I should be saying, and what the audience should be doing.
Just be more careful in what I'm saying is so that they can't find anything to pick. I mean, I've reviewed the tapes about, you know, the Sandy Hook thing, and it was just a very brief minute when you bought into that thing about, you know, Robbie Parker and the others. And, you know, I'm a real believer in conscience that it warns us when we're dealing with a little
bit of faith. My mother called up when Steve Pachinik was on 6 years ago saying, no, Alex, it's staged. And I'm not trying to attack Steve, but he won't come on. High-level CIA. She said, that guy's with the Bushes. You better get off the Sandy Hook thing long before they sued me. And my mom said, you're being set up with Sandy Hook. And I'm just like, I barely even talked about it. I just blew her off. But my mother's conscience, her gut was right.
That's right. And, you know, all of us in the conservative movement need to really listen more closely to conscience, not only about the spiritual things, but about our temporal lives. We need to lose weight. We need to be stronger mentally. We need to study. We need to get off the junk food. I mean, if we're going to survive this, here's my basic point that I want to make. You know, the big problem with Trump that I see is people think he's going to save us and we don't have to prepare. I'm telling you, Alex, that nobody is going to defeat this deep state. It's too deeply entrenched. That doesn't mean we don't stop fighting. We need to elect good people. We need to fight back because it teaches, it converts people to become the remnant that we need to survive when we have to go back to our rural roots. But someday everybody's going to have to leave the big cities, which are going to
And by the way,
chaos.
My conscience, my spirit just orders me to go rural now. It's like every 10 seconds, get out of the city, get out of the city, get out of the city.
And the reason is because when this either Great Reset or the war comes, the supply chain is going to just literally disappear and you're not going to be able to.
And that was my last question. Do 5 more minutes, but do it now, a minute now. Supply chain, how bad is it?
It's actually recovering in some areas and getting worse in some areas, but they intend to sabotage it more completely. It's never going to get very good, coupled with inflation, which really makes it very, very difficult.
That's exactly what we've seen as big manufacturers. It got devastated, came back a little, but is all screwed up.
Yeah, and it's never going to get any better. The hurricane, everything else is going to play into this. But what I'm saying is this, if you're waiting for good times to come back and get property and to buy your survival gear and buy solar and buy generators, and things, don't wait. You've got to do it now because things are just going to get worse. We are never going back to good times in the United States.
Well, even Macron said that. He said it's never going back. The good times are over.
Yeah. Huh. Of course, he's part of the conspiracy to make sure it doesn't get.
Oh, exactly. All right. We'll do a few more minutes. We got one caller we're going to take, Charlene, when we come back. Stay with us.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.